All right, so get this. We're going on a virtual e-bike adventure today.
Ah, I like where this is going.
We're diving deep into Florida's e-bike trails.
Yeah.
Like the best ones.
Sounds fun. I'm ready when you are.
Perfect. We got all the good stuff. Maps from all trails.
Mm-hmm.
Info from the Florida National Scenic Trail website. You know, the FNST.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And tips from experts like the Florida Trail Association and Florida Hikes.
You really did your homework.
Always. So are you ready to hit the trails?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Okay. So first things first.
Yeah.
Tell us about this Florida Trail, this FNST thing.
Okay. So the Florida National Scenic Trail.
Right. The FNST.
It's pretty amazing. We're talking 1,500 miles of trails.
Wow. 1,500.
It's a lot, right? It goes through like everything Florida has to offer.
So not just beaches.
No. You've got swamps, forests, beaches, obviously.
Oh.
Even the Everglades.
Oh, wow. So for someone like me.
Yeah.
Who's, you know, more of a day tripper.
Sure.
What does 1,500 miles even mean for an e-biker?
Well, first of all, you got to know that not all of it is e-bike friendly.
Right, right. Regulations and all that.
Exactly. But even if it was all e-bike friendly.
Yeah.
1,500 miles means you get a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Ecosystems galore. One day you're in the shady pine flatwoods. The next year by some crystal clear spring.
This is pretty magical.
It really is. And you know who keeps those trails in tip-top shape?
Who?
The Florida Trail Association. This amazing group of volunteers.
They're like the trail fairies, making sure everything is nice for us.
Huh. Yeah, kind of. And they do so much more than that, too. They help people plan trips, you know, if someone wanted to thru-hike the whole thing.
Thru-hike? Wait. The whole trail?
Yeah. It usually takes, like, 60 to 90 days.
So you're talking, like, months on the trail.
You got it. Living out of a backpack. Becoming one with nature.
That's hardcore. I think I'll stick to day trips for now.
Uh-huh. I hear ya.
But this thru-hiking thing.
Yeah.
How do I even, like, learn more about that?
Well, the Florida Trail Association, they actually have a whole thru-hiker guide on their website.
Seriously.
And there's this end-to-end hikers roster. You can read stories from people who have done the whole thing.
So inspiring. Okay, so back to my world, though.
Day trips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do I find the e-bike-friendly parts of this giant trail?
Well, you know all trails.
Sure.
It's great for finding trails in general.
Right.
But they also have filters specifically for e-bikes. They consider stuff like the terrain, if it's hard or easy, and if e-bikes are actually allowed.
So it's like a matching service, but for me and the trails.
Pretty much.
I love it. So any top-rated trails come to mind?
You have to check out the Shark Valley Tram Road. It's about 15 miles, paved the whole way, so perfect for e-bikes.
Okay. Sounds promising.
Andy. It goes right through Everglades National Park.
Hold on. Everglades National Park.
Yeah.
Am I going to see alligators?
Oh, there's a good chance of that, yeah.
Okay. You officially have my attention. Tell me more about this Shark Valley Trail.
All right. Picture this. You're riding through this huge sawgrass prairie.
I'm picturing it.
Wildlife everywhere.
Yeah.
You mentioned alligators.
Mm-hmm.
You might see wading birds, turtles.
Wow.
Even a bobcat if you're lucky.
Okay. This is going straight to the top of my list.
Awesome.
But what if I'm not, like, feeling the whole alligator thing?
Yeah.
Are there other options?
For sure. If you want something a little more, you know, chill, the Black Bear Wilderness Area Trail is beautiful. About 7 miles of scenic trails.
7 miles sounds doable.
What's
the terrain like there? Like, can a regular e-bike handle it?
You'll hit some sandy spots.
Okay.
Maybe a few hills, but nothing too crazy. It's a pretty moderate ride.
Mm-hmm.
And the views are stunning. Wildflowers everywhere.
Really?
Lush forests. You might even see a black bear, though they tend to keep to themselves.
Black bears. All right, maybe I'll skip the snacks on that trail. Probably a good idea. You know, speaking of black bears, safety first.
Yeah, good point. Don't want to end up as a bear snack. Right. So always be aware when you're on those trails.
Okay. Noted. What else?
Especially in areas where, you know, you might bump into some wildlife. It's good to make noise as you ride.
Though they know I'm coming.
Exactly. Especially around those blind curves so you don't startle anything.
Got it. Don't sneak up on the bears. Anything else?
And honestly, carry bear spray. Just in case.
Bear spray.
Yeah.
Add it to the list. Okay. So packing list in general for an e-bike adventure. What do I need on the Florida Trail?
Well, besides the obvious, like water.
You gotta stay hydrated.
Snacks, of course. You gotta think about the Florida climate. Sunscreen is a must-key.
Oh, definitely. The sun down there is no joke.
And a wide-brimmed hat could be a lifesaver.
Okay, wide-brimmed hat, check.
And layers.
Honestly.
Layers. Why layers?
The temperature can change so much during the day, you'll be glad you have them.
Makes sense. What about navigating the trail? Do I need like old school paper maps and a compass, or is there a better way? You know, it's always a good idea to have those as backup, just in case, but there are some really great apps now.
Oh, cool. Like what?
There's this app, Far Out.
Far Out, okay.
You can download detailed maps of the whole trail.
No way.
Yeah. You can track your progress, even see where other hikers and bikers are.
Whoa, that's awesome. Like a little trail community right in my pocket.
Pretty much.
Love it. Okay, what about the e-bike itself? Any tips for choosing the right one for, you know, this kind of terrain?
Well, Florida's got a real mix of terrain.
Yeah, we've established that.
You want something that can handle it all, so good suspension is key.
Okay, suspension. Got it.
And tires that can grip on, like, sand and loose soil. You don't want to be slipping and sliding around.
Definitely not.
What else?
Oh, and battery range.
Yeah.
Super important. Yeah. Especially for the longer rides.
So we're not talking your casual beach cruiser e-bike. This needs to be the real deal.
Exactly.
But that all sounds a little intense, honestly.
Yeah.
What about someone just starting out? Are there good beginner-friendly trails? Oh, totally. There's the Anhinga Trail. It's short.
How short are we talking?
Less than a mile. And it's completely paved. So super easy.
Nice.
It takes you through some of the prettiest parts of the Everglades, too.
Okay, so stunning views, A&D beginner-friendly. Sign me up.
It's perfect for families or, you know, anyone who wants a more relaxed ride.
So the really eye is something for everyone on this trail.
That's what I love about it.
You've got the crazy intense stuff for the pros.
Right.
But also those chill rides for us regular folks.
It's all about finding what you enjoy.
Exactly. Okay, so before we forget, you mentioned that not all of the FNST is e-bike friendly. Can you, like, explain that a little more?
Yeah, definitely. The rules are different depending on which part of the trail you're on. And the type of e-bike you have matters, too.
Oh, interesting. So it's not just a blanket yes or no to e-bikes.
Nope. So class one e-bikes.
Those are the ones that assist you up to 20 miles per hour, right?
I got it. Those are usually allowed on more sections than, like, class two or three e-bikes.
Mm-hmm. So the ones with, like, throttles and higher speeds?
Yep. Those have more restrictions.
Okay, good to know. So it's really important to do your research before you go.
Absolutely. Make sure e-bikes are allowed wherever you're planning to ride.
Where's the best place to find that info?
The Florida Hikes website is a great resource. They have these detailed maps. You can see exactly which sections are open to e-bikes.
Awesome. That makes it easy. So safety and regulations, check, check. Now, I got asked about this Florida Trail Fest you mentioned. Is it really a giant e-bike party? Like, is there dancing?
Haha. Maybe not dancing, but it is a celebration. It's this annual event the Florida Trail Association puts on.
Okay, I'm listening.
It brings together everyone who loves the outdoors. Hikers, bikers.
Oh, cool.
There are guided hikes, workshops. You can check out new gear.
Sounds like a fun way to learn more about the trail.
And you meet so many awesome people, other people who love the trail as much as you do.
So maybe it's more like a festival than a party.
Yeah, more of a trail festival.
It still sounds like a blast.
It is. You can share stories, get tips, maybe even find some new riding buddies.
Right. I love that community aspect. It seems like the Florida Trail is more than just trails. It's like a whole community of people.
You said it perfectly, and that's what makes it so special.
I love that. So you could be a thru-hiker, spending months out there.
Right.
Or just someone who likes a weekend ride.
Yeah.
You're still part of this bigger thing.
Exactly. It really is. And you know what else is cool about it?
What's that?
The history.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about it.
Some parts of the Florida Trail, they actually follow, like, ancient Native American footpaths.
Wow, seriously.
It's true, and you'll pass through these historic towns and settlements.
So it's like riding through a living museum.
That's amazing. I hadn't even thought of that part of it.
It's pretty incredible.
So for someone who's, you know, totally new to this whole Florida Trail thing, any advice on where to even begin?
I always say start with a section that, you know, fits your skill level.
Right.
And what you're interested in.
Yeah. Like, do a little research on the different parts of the trail.
Okay.
Maybe you're into the coast. You know, the panhandle's beautiful.
Yeah.
Or maybe you want something more rugged like the Ocala National Forest.
Oh, I love that area.
Once you've got an idea, you know, check the regulations.
Right, yeah.
Plan your route and honestly, just get excited.
Choose your own adventure based on what you love.
Exactly.
And if someone's feeling a little lost, like, where do I even start?
Yeah.
Are there, like, resources for planning?
Oh, tons. The Florida Trail Association, their website is a gold mine.
Okay, good to know.
They've got maps, guides, even suggested itineraries for different sections.
Wow, so helpful.
And they have local chapters all over Florida.
Oh, cool.
So you can connect with other hikers and bikers in your area.
That's so great. It's like having a whole support system for your Florida trail adventure.
Exactly.
Well, I think we've officially covered it all today.
I think so.
We talked alligators, black bears, e-bike tips, even trail etiquette.
We really went deep.
We did.
Yeah.
So one last question for you before we wrap up.
Shoot.
What's the most memorable experience you've had on the Florida trail?
Oh, man, there are so many.
I bet. But if you had to pick one.
Okay. This one time I was riding through this really remote section of the trail,
mm-hmm.
and I came across this vista overlooking this valley.
Wow.
It was sunset, and the sky was just, like, on fire.
I could picture.
And I just stopped, you know, and sat there for a while, just took it all in.
That sounds incredible.
It was pure magic.
Those are the moments you remember forever.
For sure.
It sounds like the Florida Trail is full of them.
Absolutely.
I think we've officially inspired everyone to get out there and ride.
Mission accomplished.
Any final words of wisdom for our listeners?
You know, just get out there and explore.
Love it.
The Florida Trail has something for everyone, and it's an adventure you won't forget.
So true. And remember, everyone, check the regulations before you go.
Yes.
Be prepared and respect the trail.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Happy riding, everyone.
Oh.